We are on Vav Nun Amid Aleph, the bottom line. Hama Rab Chanina Vitoima Rabbi Shmuel Ben Nachmeini Mai Dechsiv Erech Apayim Leksiv Erech Af. When the Pasuk speaks about the Midas of the Rabbein Shalom, it's Erech Apayim. It should have said Erech Af. The Taich of Erech Af, Mashme Marich Reges, Umamtim Milipora. That's the Rabbein Shalom is Marich Apoy, and he doesn't punish right away. Erech Apayim, Mashme Shnei Ritzoinois. Echad Shel Toivo, the Echad Shel Ro. Perhaps Rashi and Erevin is a little bit more clearer. Rashi says in Erevin, Apayim mashme ponim. Apayim is a loshen, a face. Bein soichakais. There's a friendly face. Ubein zuumais. And there's an angry face. Apayim soichakais marich. When the Rabbein Yishlom shows a friendly face. Ma, marich umaachel atzadikim los ilovai. The schar is not seen right away. It is seen much later. Erech Apayim, the friendly face is, the results are seen later. Va'apayim zu'umais, and the angry face, marich l'rishoyim, u'ma'achel puranusam li'olam habo. That means everything, there's a delayed action, side in the peronius, and side in the hatovascha. So there are two apayim, there are two faces, ponim, soichakais, ponim, zumais, letzadikim, leshalim, schar, toib, la'alta, the Rabbeinu Shalom is marech apov, and pays them later, l'rishoim, milipora, mehem, la'alta. Let us see, Taisvis, erech apayim, letzadikim, l'rishoim. Bois and pasin, mashme, L'rishoyim, that what the Rabbein Yishlom is marich apob l'rishoyim, is lahavidom min ha'ilom abo. They should not get punished on this world. Rakel mishalom l'soyna v'alponov. The Rabbein Yishlom gives them the schar of their mitzvahs on this world without punishment. Lahavidom min ha'ilom abo, that when it comes to ilom abo, they should not be entitled to have any chelik in ilom abo. So the marich apov l'rishoyim, it seems, is l'ra'osam. U'b'chelik mashma l'toive. In Sanhedrin, it would seem that it's a toive. The Rabbein Shalom is marich af for the rishoyim, that he doesn't punish them right away. V'yeshloima, so Tosva says, this anhogye of marich apov can end up in two oifanim. K'she'ein soifoi la'aseh tshuva, if he won't do tshuva, u'l'ra. So Mamela, so he has a life of utopia in this world, and that makes sure that he won't have any schar loilam haba. Avol b'sayfa ilasa ishuvis al samur diketayve hilatayve, that he still had a chance to do tshuva. So then the erech apayim is latayv. Zokt the Gemara weiter, Tana Rabbonon. L'yisakel odom mirshusai l'rshusai rabbi. One should not clear the stones from his property and throw them into the rshusai rabbi. Maise ba'odom echot, there was a maise of a person, shoyim misakel mirshusai l'rshusai rabbi. He was throwing out the stones of his property into the rshusai rabbi. U'motzoi chosid echot, and a chosid found him. Amaloi Reiko. Now, Reiko is not a complimentary title. It means you're an idiot. You don't have seichel. Midnei ma'ato misakel mirshus she'eino shaloch. You're clearing out the stones and the obstacles from a rishus that is not yours. L'rishus shaloch. And you're putting these obstacles in a rishus that is yours.
What does Rashi say?
So Rashi says, Lo yisakel lefaneis avonim, which is not clear out the avonim from his rishus, and throw them into the rishus haram, mirshus she'ena shaloch, from a rishus that's not yours, shema ata osid lemoicha, maybe you're going to eventually sell it, so you're taking out the stones from a rishus that, who says you're doing it for yourself, you might eventually sell it. Rishus Shaloch, Rishus Arabim, Kol Yomov Hu Shaloi. Rishus Arabim will always be used by you, and by putting these stones in the Rishus Arabim, so you are creating an obstacle for yourself. That's what he told him. Ligleg Olov, so Loiho Yamakir Taimei Shodovo. This Adam Echad did not understand what he was telling him. He looked at it, it's been a hapachu. I'm taking out the stones from my property. I'm taking it out of my property and putting it in the Rishus Arab. It's Rishus Sheli, the Rishus Sheini Sheli. So what are you telling me, been a hapachu? L'yamim nitzrach limkel sadeyu. Came about that he had a seller's field. He chipped over those stones that he had thrown out. Who that chosid told me, Givaldik, he said, very good. Now we understand what he said. Now, Ludavoini, I had a few problems to understand this Baraisa. Number one, I mean, he's telling him riddles, you're taking from the Rishus Sheini Shaloch, and you're putting in the Rishus Shaloch, and didn't understand what he's talking about. L'chere, he should have told him, Rabbi, there's a, you're not allowed to make a takolim Rishus Haram, this is Avnei Sakine Shenichim Rishus Haram, it's Boyer, I mean, you're making a bear b'shus harab. Tells them, b'samaisa, b'shus shaloch, b'shus sheine shaloch. Number one. Number two, l'chayre, I mean, that what he did tell him, Rashi says, shema atosi l'moicho. Maybe you'll sell it. Maybe I'll sell it. Mechateisi, I'll sell it. I mean, he's telling him something. Maybe you'll sell it, so it comes out, you're clearing out a reshus, which is not negeya you, you're clearing it out for someone else, maybe you'll sell it. It's not on the market, I'm not interested in selling it. So, I'll be seichel, he's doing the right thing. You're telling him philosophy, it's a some of the maise. I really don't understand the Gemara too well, but it could be as follows. To tell him he's not allowed to, could be he realized he was such a person he wouldn't listen. He'll start speaking about Isurim, he's not allowed to. He wouldn't listen. So he had to tell him that Selain Sechnish, it's not your pu'ula is not worthwhile. You're losing. Now, I'm not talking about Olam Haba and Onshim. I'm talking about it is not a practical thing that you are doing. And I think he meant to tell him that there's a cloud. You can never gain from doing ra to others. That means your actions are, you want to get rid of the stones, you want to put them in the Rishus Harab. So you think by being meiria to the Rabbim, you'll gain. There's a formula. You never gain from doing ra to others. So memela, if you're doing this, it's gonna boomerang. And this kufa will be a sibe that you won't gain, that you'll sell the karke, and then you'll trip on your own maisa yadayim. I don't know if that's pshat, but the Gemara is very unclear. Let's go further.
Achaifa boil b'shus haram, v'nofa l'soichoi shoyr eichamoyr u'meis chayiv.
So that's the parsha of boil. And Yechayim, we have a star mishne, that boil b'shus haram is chayiv. Echot achaifa boil siyach u'ma'oro charitzim u'neitzim chayiv. Now, lav dafke for person dog a boil, if you dug a siach, um, ma'ora, cheritzin, and nitzin, you also chay. Now, what are these in your name? Let us see Rashi. Cheritzim uneitzim, boir ogulhu. A boir is a circular pit. Siach, arucha, uktsoro. A siach is a rectangular pit. Ma'ora, merubas. It's a square pit. And it's covered bekirui. L'shiyesh l'opeh, it has an opening. Charitzim rechavim, they're wide, umeruboim, and they're square. Kima'ora, ve'ena mekoyen. Elakol piv posuach, the whole opening is uncovered. Neitzim ktsorim milamato urechovin milamailo. It's like a triangle that the bottom of the boyer is narrow, and as it goes up, it widens out. Now, a boyer is a certain tzura, and the pasuk mentioned V'chiyicha ish boir. Is Kan Shoyel HaBen, why did the Torah have to specify a certain type of a pit? There's a boir, there's a siach, there's a ma'ore. The Torah should have spoken a parva loshen. V'chiyicha ish chafire. So a chafire is kind of all these things. A boir is a certain type of a chafire. And the Torah spoke about a certain type, and we say lav dafke a boir. All other chafiras are also chayiv. So the Mishnah continues im kain lama nema boir. So why did the Torah have to mention a boir? Why did the boir have to specify a boir? So the Gemara, the Mishnah answers ma boir sheyesh boi kedei lahomis asor etvoch. A boyer has in it a boyer has a soret tvochim. And a soret tvochim is capable of being maimis. Av kol sheyesh boy kedei lahomis a soret tvochim. What does Rashi say? Stam boyer a soret tvochim. Stam boyer is a soret tvochim. The Raivet Nishit Mekebetzes explains this as follows. That means the Mishnah explained there were different types of pits. There were square ones, rectangular ones, broad ones. He said it's very interesting. All these pits were larger than a boil, which was, didn't have corners, it was round. So a boil, if a person wanted to store water in the boil, since the area, the volume was not so great, so he had to make it deep asoret tvochim. That means the boil was not made for shvorim to fall in. That's not the purpose of the boil. The boil was made for an innocent purpose, and it was made to store water. And a boil, the size of a boil was very small. So memele, in order to have some use, it had to be at least deep asoret tvochim. Now the parsha says, "V'chiyicha ish boil, ames yeloi." So we say, "V'nafosh amasher chaver," and the whole pasuk. Then the second pasuk ends ames yeloi. So we see two things from this parsha. The parsha is speaking about a unique type of a chafira aboyer, which is
asara tvachim, because for it should have a useful purpose, they made it deep at least asara tvachim. It says the behema died and is mechuyev to pay. So we see from that that asara tvachim is a depth that's bechdei lahamis. That's a depth bechdei lahamis. So from this we'll learn that less than asara tvachim, less than asara tvachim, the pasuk, if we'll read the pasuk says asara tvachim yechayev an misa. That's what really the pasuk reads. So we can be medayik from this, less than asara tvachim, you're not chayev an misa, and you're chayev an azikin. So these yesoides we derive from that, that when the Torah spoke about the chafira that he dug, the Torah spoke about a particular chafira, a bur, that we should get these halachas, that you need a minimum shear of 10 tfachim in order to be chayiv an misa, and less than 10 tfachim, you'll be chayiv an azakim, because the pasuk that mentions bur is speaking about misa. Of course, yes, big lahom is asara tvachim. Hoya, prusim e asara tvachim, venofel asoicha yishoyra chamer, umay spota. Vimuzak boi chai. If he died, it's fake potter. Vimuzak boi, but if he was genizdik, it's chai. And, just to understand this, there are different mahalchim, but aposhet mahalach, could be that less than 10 tvachim, if mkeinim anachnu, and this would seem the first lashon of Rashi, daf gimel amud aleph from Baba Kama, that we're learning this out from a drash. We're learning out from a drash that you need 10 tvachim for misa, less than 10 tvachim, you're potter for misa, you're chayv an azokin. So the limud is that because 10 tvachim is a double rogel lahomis. Less than 10 tvachim, it's not a double rogel. So you're not responsible for if the boyer was maimis less than 10 tvachim. That means, I have a drash on this. That means if it died in 9 tvachim, I'll tell you, it died because of the boyer. That's, it didn't die, someone's like, it had a heart attack. It died from the boyer, but the Torah wasn't mechayiv you. If it died from 9 tvachim, since this is not a double rogel to occur, the Torah wasn't mechayiv you if this occurred. This is a Tosfos Daf Yud Amud Aleph. The third Tosfos, Tosfos says, Mashen kein beboyer, the pochis miyut pota mi mise, kiven da ein rigilos lahomis bepochis miyut. It's not a double rogel. I take it from test vachim. But since it's not a double rogel, he's not responsible if this did occur. He's only responsible for things which he could normally have expected to occur. Now, this got a very interesting machloikis. I don't understand, but I'll say over the machloikis. The Miri brings down 2 days. It says, "Hoya prusim yasora tvachim, v'nofel osoichay sherach hamoy umeis potter." If it died, he's potter because it's not a double rogel to occur. He's potter. V'imhuzak boy chayev. If he broke his foot, let's say, so you have to pay for the foot. What'll be the din if it died in a bird test and it broke its foot? You have to pay for the foot. So there's a machloikis. The Meiri brings down, one day you have to pay for the foot. That, what the behemoth died from the boil, that's not a double rogel. You're not responsible for this. You're not responsible for a hezek which not, but it broke its foot also. It broke its foot and it died. No, I wouldn't say it died from a broken foot, but El Kaponim, it broke its foot also. You take out the dead behemoth, you see there's a broken foot. So L'chayre, so you should be chayiv for this hezek El Kaponim. He says, you're potter. nechmeister, he doesn't say why you're potter. Could be your potter because, he now, broken foot is lamal lemerid. What say is a broken foot? I mean, it's a dead behemoth now. It won't go any place, less because it has a broken foot. So maybe he holds that it doesn't have a teres hezek. That means, you pay for hezekis. But since lemaisa, this hezek lemaisa did not in any way bring about a hefsid, maybe that's the svar, I don't know. But Kabbalah, he brings down a day that's mechayiv and a day that patos. Amar Rav, zok the Gemara, boir shechiva olav teire lahavloi v'loi lachavotoi. Rav said, a boir b'shus harabim, that the teire was mechayiv, we're speaking about, Mishnah says, achifa boir b'shus harabim. The Torah says, Yechayev, Yechayev, for the hevel that accumulates in the boil. This is a type of avira that has an effect on whoever falls into the boil. Yechayev for this, v'loy lachavotoy. But you're not responsible for the bang that occurred to the neifel in the boir. Hey, so that means in a boir there are two factors which can be mazik the neifel. There's hevel, and there's chavat. So Rav says, you're responsible for the hevel, not for the chavat. Alma kosovo chavoto karko ilam hu damaskele. So we see that Rav holds that you're not responsible for the Chabad because Karka Oilam Udamaskalai, the Hezek did not occur from his Karka, it occurred from Karka that doesn't belong to him. Vishusaram Dike Karka. Now let us see Rashi. Lahavloi Mishum Da Ovid Lei Hevel Leboir. He created Hevel in the Boer. V'loi mishum chavotoy. Kaka ilom ve'enei shaloi. Now, let's try a little bit to elaborate what the Svora of Rav is. Rav Moshe, in Igres Moshe, in Simen Tzadik Ches, Chelek Aleph, Cheshe Mishpat, says as follows. Let's go one at a time to understand the svara of Rav. He says, boir is really a unique mazik. Why is it unique? Because all other mazikim, the mazikim are mazik, the dvorim and izaikim. Shoyer, it goes, keren, it goes in his mazik. Eish. Shein, v'regel, the all mazikim. Over here, the nizik, the boir is not a traveling boir. The boir is kviya v'kaime. And the nizik came and fell into the boir and really was mazik himself. I mean, he was really mazik himself al yidei haboir. I mean, that's what happened. Is this considered that the boil was mazik? That my boil was mazik here? Let's say he banged his head on the walls of the boil. So it's called, I was mazik him? Or he was mazik himself through my boil? What's called a grome? It's called, my boil was geirem, not my boil was mazik. It was geirem that he should be genizik. So he says, that is the Machlokes Rav Shmuel. Maybe we'll see later. It's not so poshut, but Shmuel will hold. But let's go on to Rav. Rav holds that's the Chiddush HaKro. Bala Boir Yishalem. You're mechuyev because your Boir was Masik. That means we attribute the Hezek. We don't look at it well. if he wouldn't have gone there, if he would have... No, Lamaise, let's not look at all these preliminaries, what brought about the Hezek, but Lamaise, your boy was Masik. And your Chayiv, Al-Tzpala, boy, Yishalem, your own... This boy was Masik, your Machayiv to pay what your boy had done. So now, a boy Bershusoy, which we had before, Chofar b'shus hayochid v'ifke reshusoy, or yeshle pesach l'shus harab. Abel b'shusoy, the hezek is coming from his bayer. So there we understand it very well. So his bayer was mazik. And we will assume that Torah considered that that it's a mazik, your bayer is a mazik. So bala bayer yisham, your bayer was mazik. But we have a bayer b'shus harabim, so we have a problem. So my bayer was mazik. What of there in the bayer is mine? I just made a hole. So the hole wasn't mazik. The hole maybe was a michshol. But the mehezik was from the bayer. Now the hezik that occurred is from karka that was there before I came. So, why am I responsible? What entity that belongs to me was mazik that you can be mechayev me? Bal haber, your bal was mazik. So Rav held, when you dig a bal, you create hevel, which was non-existent before your bal came about. So he says, that was the chiddush hakol. The chiddush hakol was, since you brought about the entity of Hevel, which was non-existent till you were chay for this bayer, so the Torah made you your abaylim on this Hevel, that you're responsible for what this Hevel is going to do. So the Torah gave you abaylis of responsibility on the Hevel. Why? Because you created the Hevel. You created the Hevel, so this is Maisei Yodecha, not Lispoir, but Lischayef. That means you created the Hevel. So that the Torah said, so it's, we consider your Hevel was Mazik. The Chavat, I didn't create anything. The Kalkia, the Bankim, is there from Sheishis Mebereishis. It's not my Kalkia, it's Kalkia Shalushu Saram. So Rav held, Misvore, it's not Mistava, if the Chiev of Boer is, we consider that your mammon was Mazik, we have to have something that has some semblance to your mammon. So we could say that's the Chiddush Akro, the Hevel that you created, the Torah made you a son, a kos, a kilo, b'shusay, this is your Hevel. But the Kalke, which you did not at all create. It's there. The kark was there from before. The Torah never made that yours, so you're not responsible for the chavat that the kark made. You're only responsible for the hevel. Now there's a very gishmaki kasha they bring down from Rabbi Lesser Gordon, tells the Rosh Hashiva. Good, we understand Rav says a svore. Hevel Yechayev because he made the Hevel. That's Rashi says, the Ovid lay Hevel, Leboy, blame Mishim Chabotik. Fine, Gvald. But let's learn the parsha. V'chi Yiftach Ishbael. Now, V'chi Yiftach Ishbael, let's speak about what happened over there. Ruven Dagaber B'shus Haram made a bear. This Hevel and the Be'er. Who created the Hevel? Reuven. Fine. If he won't cover the Be'er, we understand very well. So now Asher will fall into this Be'er. So Reuven is Chayev. Your Hevel was Mazik the Asher. Beautiful. Now we understand. But but this is the Chiv Tachish Be'er. No, the story didn't happen like that. Reuven, who dug the Be'er B'shul Saram, put a Kisi on the Be'er. Fine. Now Shimon goes and takes off the kisi. No, why is Shimon Chayev? He didn't make the Hevel. Hevel's from Reuven. The Chvat he also didn't make. So Why is Shimon Chayef for Psichus Haboel? Amir Dikekash, according to Rav, that the whole Sibbe of Chayef is the Ovid Lay Hevel, he didn't make the Hevel. The Hevel was there from before already. Ayyadehu. This is Akasha. So I thought, later I saw the Dvar Yaakov brings down from Mishmeres Chaim, Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg, Shal Gesundheim, that in Emerson, that the Svara of Rav is that if the Torah was Machayev al Tzbala Boer, so you had to have some reason to give him a shame Bailus Lechiv. It's a Bailus Lechiv. So the Torah would not, something that was there, Misheshe Shemei Bereshis, and you did nothing with it, the Torah should make you a Bailam on it. That is Zichar not Mistaber. So the Torah made him a Bailam on what he created. So Reuven was Koyraber, so Reuven is a Bailam, Lechiv. Now the Torah was Mechadish, that the Bailas Lechiv, the responsibility that Reuven has for the Kriyas HaBoyer, goes over to the Peseach HaBoyer. This one who created the Hevel, and he's responsible for what the Hevel does, made a Shmira. So Memele, by you taking off the Shmira, you take over his responsibility. That means the whole Svara of Rav was the Torah never gave a person a bailus of responsibility. If there's no bailus whatsoever, he didn't. There's no reason to call him a bailum. And the lumdus is al spala ber yishalim. But after a person created the Hevel, so now he has a bailus of responsibility. We created such an entity, a bailus of responsibility. So now, a person who has a bailus of responsibility, and he was responsible, he put a kisi on it, by taking away his shmira, you take over his bailus. Now, the bailus, which became in existence through his kriya, goes over to the person who's mesalek the shmira. This is the svar of Rav. Ushmul Omar, and Shmul said, Lahavloi, the koshkein lachavotai. Shmuel says, I agree with you, Rav, that you're chayiv on the Hebel, but you're also chayiv on the Chavat. Shmuel amar lahavloi, chayiv v'toire, kedekamrinen, I agree with you, you're chayiv on the Hebel. Va'av al gav, dahavle memela osilei, dahavle comes about indirectly. That means the Hevel is not a direct poyo yoitze of the actions of the Kaire. That means he digs a chafire, and since there's a chafire there, and the chafire is not open to the fresh air, so the matzav of the chafire creates a Hevel, which is damaging. But al koponim, this Hevel is not a direct poil yaitze of his actions. He's just machshir, the mokim that Hevel should come. V'koshkein lechavotoi di'iyu ovid lechavote. The chvat, that means, this kalke, that bind, this is a direct poil yaitze of my pu'ule. That means, before I was chayfa the chafire, this kalke was impossible to bank. It can't bank. There was kalke next to it. There was no chafire. There was no hole. It was impossible for this karka to give a chabad. My pula, this is a direct poil yoytze of my pula, that this karka is now capable. I was makshir this karka that it can give a chabad. And when we're speaking about makshir, so chabad is a bigger machshir, I'm a bigger machshir on the chvat and on the hevel, because the chvat is a direct result of my pula. I made a chafira, now it's possible to bang yourself on this kalke. Before the chafira was here, it was impossible to bang yourself on this kalke, because there was kalke kaseida, this kalke was not megula. The moke machvat was impossible to be mazik without my Maisa Chafira. So my Maisa Chafira was machshir the karka to be mazik. My Maisa Chafira is also machshir that hevel should come into existence, but this is more indirect because it's memela. Yeah. So now, I'd just like to say what Ramesha says, that Shmuel held as follows. Shmuel held that the chiyuv of boyer is not because my momen was mazik. Shmuel looked at it differently. I'm sorry, my momen was not mazik. I'm sorry. The hezek came about, you came into the, my momen is mazik means if my momen is going and is mazik, you came into the boyer, you fell and you were mazik yourself. That's what really happened. You were mazik yourself through my momen. That's true. Through my boyer. You mazik yourself through my boyer. So Shmuel held the parsha of boyer is not pshat your chayiv that your moment was mazik. You were masha the hezik. It's takagrome. But the chayiv bala takole, the chayiv is chayiv that the hezik that occurred to the nizik, I was masha that this should occur by digging out the chafira. But not I was, that my mama was mazik, I'm a balabur. That means, so he says as follows, according to Rav, the chiv is because my boil was mazik. So if my boil was mazik, you need to, so what made it yours? The kark oilam will never become yours. Because it's kark oilam, it belongs to the shusarabim. So therefore, Rav it is saying the only way you can understand that I'm chayiv, that my boil was mazik was, it's my creation. It's my seyodai, the hevel, who ovid lay hevel. That's the svar of Rav. Shmuel held, it's not called, I'm not called, my moment was mazik, he got genizik through my boil. The whole thing is a grome, not I'm a mazik. And I was machshir that he could be genizik, so the whole thing is a grome. So now when you're looking in grome, I'm a greater goyrim on the chvat and on the hevel, because the chvat is a direct result from my chafira, and the hevel is more indirect. But you chayiv on the chvat, fill on the hevel, and koshken on the chvat. That's what Ramesh says. Vim taima lechavota yamrotayre v'loy lahavloy. Memele, if I'm saying that the chiyuv is al tzgoyrim, and really I'm a larger goyrim on the chvat than on the hevel, so maybe you only chayv on the chvat, not on the hevel. The hevel is a delayed action. No, it can't be. Atayre yida alaber v'afilu molei sfugim. The Torah said that the Torah did not specify if the bear is cushioned, if it's not cushioned. The Torah says, if a novel shoma shera chamer, you're chayiv, even though it's a cushioned bear. Now, a cushioned bear, there's no chvat. So al kolchov, the sibas a hezek is the hevel. Let's see what Rashi says. Vimtaima davke lechavote v'loy lahavloy, the memelo, because the hevel is memelo, v'ihu loy ovdei. This is mamish, an indirect creation that came through him, but it's not the chvat he made. Ha'teire yido ala boir d'chsiv boir stam. It says boir, the posuk was very sosum, did not say what was inside the boir, if it was a cushion boir, if it's not a cushion boir. I have to learn that the posuk is speaking about all cases, even the cushion boir where there's no chvat. So kocha the tail was megala that yechayev on the hebel. Fine. Frekte gemore mai binayu. Now, this is a lomdische shayle, yechayev on the chvat, yechayev on the hebel, hazalomdis, aber frekte gemore, aber what's the nafkemin in aloche? Boyer yechayev al zboyer, he says yechayev al this lomdis, he says, but what's the nafkemin? My binay. Now this is a Mura de Karashi over here. Bichday. Let's see. Heiche the mace boy. If the shir died in the boy. Bein le rav, bein le shmul chaye. Yechaye. Leitram yechaye valz the hevel, le shmul yechaye valz the chvata. What's the difference? So what's the nafkimin hazalomdis? So now Rashi has a very pertinent question. What happened if nishpura mafraktoi, the neck broke, the stomach busted open? That wasn't from the hevel. That was a koch from the force of the impact of the fall. So, yes, my benayu, I'll see how it died. If I don't know how it died, may have to make an autopsy to figure out how it died. So good, I'll say this. Hevel, there's those. Fine. Hevel is a sibbe. Chvat is a sibbe. He's chayv on the hevel. But Rashi said, but if you see clearly that, that the nifkeis kreisoi, oi nishbara mafracht, so you see klar that the chvat did this. So what's the kasha might be nice? That's a poshut case. I see claw that the impact of the fall killed the baim. You don't have to be a scientist to figure this out. You see this clearly. So mamelus, my benai, according to Rabbi Yepot and according to Shmuel Yechai. So what's the problem? Zut Rashi. Now this is Amir de Kerashi. Vafilo nivkas kreisoi nishbara mafraktai mechayiv namirav. Rav is also chayiv. The ikala meima, we could say, havla nami ketolte. The hevel killed him. The hevel killed him. We could say the hevel killed him. We have to understand what that means. It broke its neck. We could say the hevel killed him. That's shver. We'll come back to that soon. Vafila nishbara lagla, if it broke a foot, let's talk about the nezikin. The kichesh, ikalameima machmas hevel aboil chola v'kichesh. But it broke its foot. Chola v'kichesh. It broke its foot. What are you talking about hevel? How did the hevel come in over here? It broke its foot. So mali time of the chivim mishim chavot, mali mishim hevel. So there's a Mura de Ketesis Rabbeinu Peretz, which addresses this problem. I mean, what does Rashi mean? The Nishpura Mafraktai. Shemdika Meima Havlo Nami Kotle. Frag the Tesis Rabbeinu Peretz, Ve'im Taima. Masvorizu. Valoi Dova Hanira Le'naim, Ushemeis Machmas Chavote, Shenishpura Mafraktai. He said the mafrek is broke, so that's how it died. Maybe hevel, maybe kim tevel around them. Yeshleima. So the Teis Rabbeinu Peretz Amar Dikepshat. Vafilohochi ikala mitla bahavla. What does that mean? De lulei hahavla hoya hasher mamit atzmai araglov bekoyach. Loi hoya nizik klal. You ever watch a cat jump from one place to another? A squirrel, they jump from one place and they land so They fall, nothing, gomished. It seems that behemoth has in itself this koyach that it falls. It falls properly. But the hevel in the bear made it dizzy. It was unable to control itself. And the Yelis HaShacha says, Nachmer. So Pshad is like the hevel threw it into the boil. So the hevel killed him, Takya. The hevel threw him into the boil. That means if it wouldn't have been dizzy, he would have stand on his own 2 feet. The hevel threw him into the boil. He broke his foot. He broke his neck. So the hevel did it. So the Mal saying, we have hevel. The hevel, we could attribute this to the hevel. So the hevel did it. But there's a shreklach kasha over here, which in the Nigris Moshe, Rav Reuven Feinstein's on Gesundheit asked his father, Moshe Zachanim Lebrochem. But let's be ehrlich. Rashi says, the ikol lemei mahav lanam mikotle. Now, Rashi, and the best oifen is saying, it could be. It could be. I mean, it could be that, but it could be that, it fell, without hevel. Really, there's a gemara later. It's shaykh, a bird that doesn't have hevel. It'll fall on the, there's no hevel in the bird, and it'll fall, and it'll kabang itself. How did that happen? A cat has 9 lives, but that's it. But, sometimes he can fall in. So it's ikal emeima. It could be. So please. So according to Rav, why you chayv? Because it could be the hevel did it. So because of that, you pay money. Ramesh says a teretz, which is difficult to understand. But I saw that Vayakov brings a moiradike teretz from the Maraldiskin. The Maraldiskin says, let me tell you a sod, that most of the times, most of the times, the behemoth has a built-in resilience in himself that it can control its fall and make sure the fall should not be dangerous. That's the koyach of a behemoth. Most of the times, if it didn't do it, it had a bad fall, the hevel is at cause. Sometimes it could be possible there's a gemara later, it could fall without the hevel. That could also be. Rav is the man the yoma that holds hilchim b'momenach haroi. That's what Rav holds at the Maraldiskin. So memele, as long as it could be that the hevel did it, and most of the times it is the hevel, so you say hilchim b'momenach, I attribute it, since it could be the hevel, I attribute it to the hevel, and I say that the hevel was the sibbe that was maple the shayr into the bayr. So mamela, like the gemara kasha might be nice. So what's the chilik? What's the chilik? There's no chilik if a bayr has hevel, and it could be because of the hevel, and could be, and then most of the times it is because of the hevel. So yechayim lechayim, yechayim lechmul, azalom this, may be nayu. So the Gemara, Iki binayu the Ovid goivo b'rishus haram. A person made a big mound in the rishus haram. That means he made a mound.
Going, that you're walking in the rishus haram, you don't realize you're going up a mound. And all of a sudden, not talking about 10 o'clock in the afternoon, we're talking about 10 o'clock in the morning, we're talking about 10 o'clock at night, with no street lights, you're walking up the mound, and boom, you fall straight on the ground. And you get a zetz, and the shir dies. So now we have an afkamina between Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, you'll be potter in such a case, because there's no hevel. There's no hevel, this is an open space. According to Shmuel, you'll be chayiv al tzachabat. That's my benayu, iki benayu, the Ovid, the iki benayu, the Ovid goyva b'shus haram, Let us see what Rashi says. Tel gavoy yasol bishus ha'am. Ve'ol ha'sham shel ve'nofal da'ocha leka havle ela chavad. Well, let us just go a little further. My time at the Rav, Om akrav v'nofal ad sheyipel derech nefila. The pasuk says v'nofal, and the word v'nofal derech nefila ba'oimek mashme va'al ponov. That means derech nefila. Well, let us just go a little further. My time at the Rav, Om akrav v'nofal ad sheyipel derech nefila. The pasuk says v'nofal, and the word v'nofal Derech nefila ba'oimek mashme va'al ponov. That means derech nefila ba'oimek in the depths of the boy mashme va'al ponov. So from the word v'nafala would seem that the oifin and nefila was that the shoyl was affected by the hevel. That's the mashmois of v'nafal. Derech nefila shmuel v'nafal kodohu mashme. Kaldo, any type of a nefila, it's not a specific type of derech nefila, any type of nefila, it fell on its back and the head is sticking out, it's, nafal is an inclusive word which means olayfane nefila, samamele, you're also chayiv. Now there's a kasha that I saw that Vayakir brings down. Before we started off with Lomdis, that's what Rav says. Shmuel says, Havle v'koske l'chabotei. We said over, the Rav Moshe, Nigris Moshe explains that according to Rav, the Chiv is because his Beir was Mazik. According to Shmuel, the Chiv is because he was Machshed Ezek. He was like Lomdis. You say, my time with the Rav, my time with the Shmuel, that was in my Nigris Moshe, Simen Tzadikres, Vatim Tzanachas, my time. He just said Lomdus before. Then, all of a sudden, my time with the Rav, my time is, here's a possible, Nofel, Derech Nefila, any Nefila. We start off with Lomdus, and we end up with Psukim. So, it could be, when Rav Moshe Tainid, the Yisot Adavar is how we understand the Lomdus of Ber. If the chiyuv is out, your boil was mazik, so then we have to have a sibit to make it yours. So then Rav is right. I mean, the hevel I created, the chvat, was there from before. So if the responsibility is because I'm a bala boil. So my mail, it's mistama, the Torah gave me bailis on that what I created, not that which was here. Me misheshes, she may bereshes. That's the Lomdus. And Shmuel says, no, the Lomdus is he's Machshav Ezek. So Machshav Ezek is more Mestava, the he's a bigger Machshav in the sieve of making the Chvat and then bringing the Hevel. But it could be that this is very nice in Lomdus, but no one, and we say this in Afkamin and Aloche, of Adgoyve, it could be The svaris, Sai of Rav and Sai of Shmuel, are not clear-cut svaris. That means, Rav, it has to be pshat is the chiyuv of beiris because my moment is mazik, and therefore it has to be the hevel that I created. And Shmuel said, no, that's not pshat in beir. I mean, these are nice svaris, but they're not clear-cut. So that is why the Gemara wanted to say the yisod adover originates from psukim. Hayilam sham posik. After the posik, each one derived from the posik, that's the lumdus of the Torah. It's not a paradume, it's vakert. The posik is telling us, according to Rav, the posik is telling us the hezek has to come about through the hevel. That's the word v'nofal. So if the hezek has to come out through the hevel, so vice versa, that's the lumdus that the chivas al balabaya. And Shmuel says, no, the postik means any type of the filah. So from Chabad also, it means it could be the lumdus in the hachor, how to understand boyer was after the psukim. So memela could be that's not too gefelich. Now let's see Taisvus.
Ike binayu the obed goiva. So Taisvus says, ochanami abu motzel ameima. The nofal derech achayrav. He fell backwards. That the head could be sticking out, not out of the boil. The Rabbi Mechayvel derech ponav, it fell in frontwards. The kehevel inami beboil sherechove yoyser alomka the lekevel kemrinin. It means there's a whole bunch of nafkaminas that the Gemara could have said, that the Gemara said one nafkamina. B'choda noke, the Gemara brings down one nafkamina. L'shmuel agoiva nami mechayiv. So Tosfos says, al kochoch, now what are we speaking about? B'niskal begoiva, it tripped over this mound, the nechbat bekarke, and it banged itself on the karka oila. The benechbat begoiva, if a person stuck down a mound, and the behemoth tripped on the mound and fell on the mound, so then there's no shaila, full according to Rav, you're also chayv on the chavat, because this is chavot of the day. He made this mound. He made this the mazik. The whole spore of Rav is karka oilam, as he calls it. The thing that banged up the shayla is nothing to do with me. It was here mishesh mei bereshis. So that's Rav Svore. But if I put down something, and the behemoth will trip and bang itself on what I put down, so then Rav is also moidi chayim on the chvat. So we have to say it fell on the karka oilam, or walked up the mount, and then fell down. And that's according to Rav Yepota. The beniskal begoive, now Tosfos says, amur de kekashe. The beniskal begoive, venechbot pekake, this case, that he tripped on the mount, and fell on the karka oilom, that Tosfos says, oh, according to Shmuel, yechayev. So Tosfos says, I got news for you. Moide Shmuel de pota. The karka oilom is ikosai. Shmuel is also made, in this case, he'll say, karka oilam is ikosai. Kedemuchach lekamo, oma Shmuel, heichi domi lachoyrov de pota, kegoin sheniskal beboil venofal achoyrei haboil. There's a Gemara later, the Gemara says, if a behemoth tripped on a boil, and did not fall into the boil, but to the trip, fell achayrei haboil, it fell on karka oilom, so the halacha is that he's potter. I feel according to Shmuel. Karka oilom is the kosher, state in Shmuel, the same Shmuel. Frag Tosfos, what is the nafkamine between If he tripped on a mound of earth and fell on karka oilam, or he tripped on a bird and he fell on karka oilam. Shmuel says you're potter. So why are you here, Chayiv? Now, we don't have time to learn the whole Tosfos. I'd like to learn the second Teretz of Tosfos, which that's my then, Yitz Hashem, tomorrow we'll learn the first Teretz. Inami. The we have to skip three lines. Inami. So Tosfos, so we're up to Akasha now. Tosfos is Akasha, I have a Gemara, Niskal Baboyer, Venofal Achayri Aboyer, Yepota. So when you say Kaka Ilam is Ikosa, I feel according to Shmuel. And here you say that Niskal Baboyer, and you fell on the Kaka Ilam Yechai. So Tosfos says, Dafka hosam gabi nofal mikol hakriya potter Shmuel. There it's speaking about that there was another factor why it tripped. There was someone in the boil, and the behemoth was walking near the edge of the boil, and someone started banging in the boil, and the shir got petrified, and it tripped over the boil, and it fell achayrei haboil. So there was another factor for the hapole. We'll see, there were two factors. The boil was also a factor, but the boil together with the kol hakriya was tartil reyese, and that made the shir fall over and bang himself on Karkoilo. Shekol akriya gorm loy lipoil. V'chavote nami loy gorm loy maisov. Now the chavote is not on maisov and what he had dug. He fell on something else. Karkoilo mezikosei. Shenechbat bekalke shechutz lobeil. Period. So Mamela, so let us just see what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis is saying, Amur de Kazach over here. Taisvis is saying as follows. And Rav Shloime says, let's take a kipshutai. That Taisvis is saying, and we'll see clearly in the second house of Taisvis, that according to Shmuel, in the Be'er there are two factors that bring about the hezek. There's one factor, you trip because of the boil. That's the takola sheboy. And there's another factor that you get banged up. You get banged up from the boil or from karkoilo. So here Taisvis is saying, Amir de Kazach, Taisvis is saying, we'll talk about the two nekudas over here. Shmuel holds, if the boyer only caused the tripping, that's the trip, everything else, but it caused the trip, that's enough to be mechayev. That's enough to be mechayev. So therefore, so let's learn, so let's be erlich. So therefore, you say, karkoilum is it? But what made it trip on the karkoilum? Your boyer. You're responsible. You made it trip. Fine. So you're chayev because of that. So therefore the Gemara says, by Ovad Goiva, the street, the broke its neck on the street, but what made it trip onto the street? You! Shechai. You mechuye for the takola sheboy. Fine. That's what Taisvis says. Aye, the Gemara says further, that he fell achere yaberis potter, there was another factor also. Someone was banging. There were two factors over there. That's true. The boyer contributed to the nefila, but there's someone banging also. Two factors. And you put them. Frag Taisvis. Oh, that's a shrekel cheteretz. Frag Taisvis. The ain la hakshays. So let's see now, my name is Dav, because I'm going to be able to call a kriya potter. Shmuel, because call a kriya gorm le lipo. V'chavot a name le gorm le maisa. We didn't fall on gorm le maisa. Shenechbet bekal ke shechutz le boi. V'ein le hakshe is faktais is good. But l'chaye bala boi ha-chatsi. She'otz ha-chatsi ha-takola. But you're telling me takola is a machaye. You tell me takola is a machayev. Fine. So, it tripped because of, is a chatzi takola. The guy was banging in the boil, that petrified the shoyer, and the boil alone was a takola. So it's a chatzi takola. So, and you tell me takola is chayev according to Shmuel. So why are you potter? That's the Isvis Kasha. Kasha number one. Ubakil nami lechayiv. Should we pay the whole thing? The muki lo kirab nosen, the chilekel ashlumi mahayim mishtal amahay. That Gemara is going according to Rab Nosen. So that means he was a sibbe for the takola. And you can't mon from the koil akri, because that's a grom of Almet, so you can't mon from him, so you should pay the whole lesson. Yeshloima. Emfer Taisvis the Kasova Shmuel Shen Lachaya Bala Boil Oilo Fafulul Rab Nosen Alksha'osa Kola Takola. He has to make the whole takola. Oz Yischaya Bala Berg Shenechbat Afil Nechbat Bekalkoilam. If he made the whole takola, he made a goiva, and because of this takola he broke his neck, then you pay the whole hezek, he made the whole takola. Vafilu nechbat bekalkoilo. Oik shosa hezek afagav shloyosa takola. But Taisus says another thing. If he made the hezek and he didn't make the takola, That means Hashem pushed him into the boil. The hezek he made, the takol he didn't make. The Hashem pushed him into the boil. He's also chayiv. Avol b'chatziyat takol lo yischayiv boil shenechbat bekarka ilo. But a half a takol it was nechbat bekarka ilo das nicht. Period. Fragt der Chazainisch, zog ich ihn, min allen selbst, das ist ein Gepsasei, klolem, also, if you make a takola, you chayiv, and not a half a takola. But if my boy made a hezik, it didn't make any takola at all, you also chayiv. You also chayiv. This is the saying. And the second thing, Reb Shloime asks in Simon Beis, yes, I'm already kakasha. Now, if we nachis to say that Shmuel holds that Yechayev for the takole alone, so how does Taisvis know? So everything is kaka. Where do you see if you are nizik in his boyer, you also chayev? Why is it his boyer? Could be it's kaka ilom Yechayev for the takole. Taisvis says two things. If your boyer was mazik Yechayev, why is it my boyer? It's kaka ilom. No, not your boyer. If your boyer is chayiv, you're chayiv. If you made a complete takola, you're chayiv. So the Shlomo blabs by Tzolchim, where did Taisa get these two things? So I want to say, I'm more the Kazakh. I saw in Meshechochme says, I'm more the Kadiyak in Posek. Ah, how the Meshechochme all in Chumash. Ki yiche ish boyer, v'chiftach ish boyer, v'chiftach, v'chiyiche ish boyer, v'nofal shomo, Sherech Amor. So he says, the Pasuk is not Meduyik. Know what it should have said? V'nofal boy. It's not a boyer. V'yich yish boyer, v'nofal boy. It fell into the boyer. Sherech Amor. V'nofal shoma. What shoma? There. Not in the boyer. So there's a riot to Tosfos according to Shmuel that Yechayiv on the Hapola. If it tripped because of the boyer, if the boyer was machshir the nefila, v'nofal shoma fell there, not in the boyer. It fell there. You also chayiv. So that is that's a drash from shoma, which our gemara doesn't bring down, but the meshechochme brings down. Amar dike drash. That's the makor that you chayiv for the hapola. But it has, well, let's be elach. The nofal shome from the boyer. Chiyich ish boyer, the nofal from the boyer. The boyer was the sib of the apola. Zuktoisvist, but what if there was a shutvist, a kelkriya, and those? No. The nofal shome from the boyer. Then you're chayim. If I was machshir the apola, I'm chayim. If I was a partway machshir, no. A halbe machshir is gonished. That's shot in the posse. That's one limud. Now there's another limud. It says v'nofal. So Rav said the nofal means derech nefila. It fell in face down. So why face down? Because yichay for the hevel. Shmuel said v'nofal kodo mashme. Anyway, face up. So the pasuk is telling you that your chayv afilu fell face up. Now, after the meshechoch mestrosh of an offer shome, so I know your chayv afilu fell on karka oilom. So why do you need a new posik to tell me that it fell face up? If it fell on karka oilom, I'm chayv. What's a new posik of face? So there's another gili. There's a gili hakro that the chavat is called his taka. Since he was megale the karka, it's called his boil. So the bemisin, there are two inyonim in boil. There's two basundere drashes. One drash is your chayiv v'nofal shama. Afili fell on karka oilom. There the chayiv is for the hapole, not because of the chavat. flat is called Goylam. There's another drash, v'nof al koldu, that if I fell into the boil, head up, I'm also chayib. So there the pasuk is telling me I'm a balaboyer. The chvat is your stak, chavot di day. It's his chvat. And that's why Taisa says over here, oy shosa hezik, ava bishlayosa takol. Osa hezik means it's a karka di day choftoi. That means, osa hezik means that my boyer made the chvat. So be'etzim Shmuel is two droshes, the two distinct droshes. Boyer is chayiv, sai for the hapole, and sai for making the chabad.